Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we're welcoming to our program this morning a very busy guy. He's really an Extension agent with the Allegheny, Ash, and Watauga offices, Brad Edwards. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Danny. Glad to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you with us. I know you're a very busy man. In a sense, I would think maybe things are a little easier for you this time of year because you are the Christmas tree expert, but I bet you're gonna correct me on that because I imagine there's quite a lot of stuff going on with Christmas trees right now.
There's a lot of Christmas tree experts, I think. I play like a technician role. I work hands-on with farmers, Danny, and I also help these experts do some research with Christmas trees. You know, the one tree that we're really proud of up here in the mountains and the one tree that we promote is the North Carolina Fraser fir.
Sure.
And we like to think it's the Cadillac of the Christmas tree industry.
Brad, before we get into maybe the inner workings of growing the trees, you can give us an overall picture of just how many Christmas trees are grown in North Carolina or maybe just in your area up there.
Yeah, Danny, it's quite a remarkable number. I know Allegheny County alone is harvesting close to 2 million trees. Ash County's another 2 million trees, and then Watauga's not quite those numbers, maybe 500,000, but you can see real quick, it's just Allegheny, Ash, and Watauga. We're hitting 4.5 million to 5 million trees, I'd imagine. That's harvested per year, not in the ground, Danny. I probably should clarify that. That's how many trees we're actually taking out every year.
Really? Every year? Wow.
It's actually a growing thing. You know, Christmas tree farming up here, we're on, in Allegheny County, it fell a little later. The true Christmas tree farmer started back in Avery County in the 50s and 60s, and it's progressed. And in the 70s and 80s, we started getting into it more and more here in Allegheny and Ash County. And to be honest with you, the 80s and 90s is when we really started planting a lot of trees. Basically, trees from this area go all over, basically to every single state in the United States, and we are shipping trees in containers to other countries as well.
Well, you just robbed me of my next question. I was wondering how far away, because that's a lot of trees, and I love, my wife and I always love the time of year, like starting generally in November when we meet all that traffic that's coming down from the mountains, have got the trees strapped onto their cars or, you know, trucks of trees. It lets you know that Christmas time is near.
Yeah, that you know, it really makes us proud to send all these cars down 421 or Highway 21 and back to your part of the world. And you're right, you know, 75 to 80% of the cars seem like probably have a tree strapped on top of them, and we're real proud of that. So it's a great thing for our area.
I can't imagine the money-wise what it does to the economy. Let's talk a little bit about what goes into tree farming. It sounds pretty cool. Huh? You come cut a tree, you pay somebody for it, but that is a long process.
A lot of people didn't think that we plant these trees and we walk away from them, and then we come back several years later and we harvest them, and that's about as far from the truth as it could probably get.
Yeah.
Christmas trees get worked in every single year. You know, and almost every single month of every year. The truth is, we're right now, this time of year, we're getting ready to plant trees. We'll be planting trees in about 2 more weeks when the ground quits freezing and thawing so much, weather permitting, of course.
Sure,
and
yeah.
That seedling that we plant's already 5 years old. So let me just get you to that point. We start out in seed beds, which is a really fancy garden, a raised bed type thing, where we actually sow the seeds that are collected from cones.
Oh, okay.
So it all starts with the pine cone, or the fir cone, we call it. And they come from the mother trees, which are still harvested off of the top of Mount Rogers and also Rhone Mountain. So there's 5 isolated mountain ranges where Fraser fir are very natural in the state of North Carolina and Virginia, too. And that's actually where we select our seed sources from.
Are those mountain ranges protected in some way to prevent loss of the trees? Or?
Yeah, they're all, you know, definitely in Park Service land or National Park land, forest land. And the good thing about, like at Mount Rogers, we actually, our associations work with the Mount Rogers guys, and we're putting in a new seed orchard up there as we speak. And it's not just a normal seed orchard where we go up there and plant a lot of trees. These trees are all genetically tracked. Right. We basically know the parents of the trees. So genetics, believe it or not, genetics plays a huge role in Christmas trees as to helping us find a tree that will hold its needles and maybe have a little bit of a bluish-green color, or there's different characteristics we can actually pull out through genetics.
Our guest on Extension today is Brad Edwards, and at the top of the show, he says, no, I'm not an expert on Christmas trees. It sounds a lot like you are, Brad.
Well, I get to spend a lot of time in Christmas trees. I grew up, I've got a forestry degree, and I've been in these mountains my whole life. Working with Fraser Fir and working with these Christmas tree growers, which are my friends, is an honor I get to do every day.
Now, let me understand something, too. Brad, you said that when the trees get planted, they're already 5 years old. The seed beds, where are those seed beds? Are they in this area, too, or are they up on higher on the mountains?
Well, you know, a lot of our growers do have seed beds. And we're getting more into that production, to be honest with you, Danny. Our seedlings, we started letting other states grow our seedlings, like out in Washington and Oregon, where they can actually do it a little faster and a little cleaner than we can.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be real careful about seedlings because there is diseases in Christmas trees, and they're soil-borne diseases. So if we end up with a seed bed where we actually pull our trees from and take to the field, if that land has a disease in it, we can actually spread that disease into our good fields, and once it's there's not a whole lot you can do about it. So we have to be really careful about our seed sources and our transplant quality, our plant quality going into the field location, or we can actually hurt ourselves.
Now, you mentioned that there is work that goes on practically every month with Christmas trees. Here we are in February, a couple months after the Christmas tree season. So what's going on in the Christmas tree, I guess, or the Christmas tree fields? Is that how it's referred to?
Yeah, they're totally fields or farms. And, you know, to be honest with you, we've got people that have fields in their backyard that may just have a few thousand trees in them. And we range from that to farms that are several hundred acres where there could be actually hundreds of thousands. So there's all kinds of different sizes. But like right now, we're getting ready to plant the trees. So fertility plays a big part into making sure we grow a good, healthy tree. So a lot of the fertility work we can do before the trees are planted. So liming is a big part of it, getting our phosphorus levels and our potash levels up, and just making sure we've got good ground to grow the trees in. So a lot of cleaning, prepping land, that's basically what's going on right now.
The process, I guess, is continuous. You're always checking the soil, testing the soil to determine what needs to be added, or
that's exactly right. And that's what Extension does. We help growers with recommendations, so we will help them do their soil testing, we'll help them read their soil testing, and we will help them with applications even if we need to. That's the good thing about Extension, is it works for the better of all the growers. So any grower can call us, and we'd be more than glad to come out and work with them. Christmas trees, they do require a lot of work, a lot more than people really think. Once we get these trees in the ground, there'll be fertilized crews that basically come through and fertilize all the trees. When that stuff is done, there could be some weeds and some stuff in between the trees growing up that we use suppression rates of Roundup. So we work really hard up here as Extension to advise our growers not to hurt our land. So when we do that, instead of burning our land with high rates of Roundup and just growing these trees in a dirt field, which is what a lot of crops are grown, in the flatter parts of the state.
Yeah.
We can't quite do that because our land will wash away.
Sure, yeah.
So erosion is a big deal. All of our Christmas trees are grown on steep land, and we really work hard to keep it intact and take care of it.
That was a question I've always been curious about, Brad. Is it the Christmas trees are grown in the mountains? Is it primarily because the weather conditions are conducive to that, or is it because it's hard to plow and disc on those hills to have a regular crop?
We're fortunate that we can grow Christmas trees on those hills. Let me start like that, Danny, because if we couldn't, it's hard to grow a lot of other crops up here.
Right.
We don't have that much land to grow a lot of other crops on. So the truth is that the Christmas trees definitely help us out using land that we couldn't use for any other things. But It's all about the climate, though. Even Allegheny County, I think the Cedar Spartus, it's somewhere around 2,500 feet elevation. Well, Danny, that's probably almost the bottom side of our elevations. You know, anything much lower than what we stand is really hard to grow a Fraser fir.
When you get those five-year seedlings in the ground at the farms or fields, how much longer then before they become Christmas trees in our homes?
That's a great question, Danny. Those seedlings at 5 years old aren't but somewhere around 12 to 16 inches tall. So from that point on, we actually put on about a foot a year.
Okay.
So, you know, we'll run a tree in the field 7 to 10 years after it was already 5 years old. So a lot of Christmas trees that's in people's homes that may be 7 to 8 foot tall could be as old as 15 years.
My goodness. So that's not a quick turnaround then, is it?
It's not a quick turnaround at all. These farmers have a lot put out before they see any return. And basically, you can't grow trees and quit one year. If you want to be in the business and be sustainable, you basically, you know, these guys grow, they plant trees every spring, and they cut trees every fall or every winter, and it's a balancing act for sure.
Can you plant the trees right back where you have cut them?
Absolutely. Believe it or not, the fertilizer that goes on the trees during the first, what we call rotation, or the first time through, helps build the soil up where it makes it a little easier to grow the second crop in most instances.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's always exceptions to everything. But what a lot of guys do, Denny, is they'll go right in and they'll cut all the trees off and they'll just plant right between the stumps. And basically, Fraser fir is a softwood.
Mm-hmm.
So that stump, a lot of people ask me about the stumps.
Yeah.
How long they last. Well, once we get that tree cut off, that stump breaks down pretty fast.
Yeah.
3 or 4 years, it's completely, basically rotted out.
Mm-hmm.
You could be back in a pasture field for just a few years after a tree field, if that was what your goal was.
Our guest is Brad Edwards. Brad's the Christmas tree man with Allegheny Ashwatauga County's Extension Service, and talking, well, the history of Christmas trees, how long it takes to grow them, how we grow them, and all the work that's involved. With the millions of trees that are cut every year from your area, what kind of workforce does it take? How many people does that employ, Brad?
It's a huge, you know, we don't have solid numbers on how many people we're pulling into these counties and employing, but I can tell you firsthand, it's massive. We've got some farms up here that employ as many as 500 and 600 people.
Yeah.
So if you really think about that versus our industry, those farmers are the largest employers in this county at that time of year.
And now, would that be seasonal? Would that be more a time during the cutting?
That's more of a harvest type number, Danny. So throughout the year, they may keep, you know, some of the larger guys are keeping 50 to 60 employees.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the smaller guys may just have one guy.
Okay.
So it's all about need and what they need done. But it's definitely, you know, there's a lot of job opportunities up here that time of year. It's very hard work. It's outside, and it's not outside in the sun in June. It's it's outside in the end of November, and who knows what kind of weather we could have then.
Not for the faint of heart, no.
Not for the faint of heart, not at all.
I'm going to open up a Long John stand up there, sell Long Johns.
I think you would do good. I really do. You know, those little hot pocket things that warm that you keep in your pockets.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
I think we go through a lot of those up here.
I'm sure you do. Brad, if people have more questions about Christmas trees or Fraser firs, what we talked about today, or anything related, they can contact you?
Absolutely. I'd love to talk to them. You can call me at my Sparta office, and that's area code 336-372-5597.
Mm-hmm.
My name's Brad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in here 1 or 2 days a week, and then I spend a couple of days a week in Ashe County and another day in Watauga usually. So spend a lot of time on the road, but like I said, I get to work hands-on with all the tree growers, and it's been a learning experience for me for sure.
Well, and it's got to be rewarding, too, to see how much effort's put into it and then what the rewards are. And I'm assuming there's pretty good money in growing trees. It certainly seems that they're going to always be in demand, or certainly have been.
Yeah, Benny, I could probably be honest right here and say that we wish we were selling a lot more trees as a nation.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're getting beat on pretty hard by the artificial tree.
Oh, okay.
And to be honest with you, we're coming through a glut of Christmas trees or a period where we actually had more Christmas trees than we had buyers.
Oh, my.
Or places to go with them. But that's all turning around right now, and we're getting things even back out. it's just like any other crop in agriculture. It's a roller coaster ride, and it's all about when you hit it.
Sure.
But we definitely are hearing some growers saying that some prices, and when I say this, don't get scared, Danny, but we're hearing that some growers are having some price increases.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is that's to the wholesaler. The retailer sure. probably won't ever see it, because most retailers have set prices on what they get for their trees. And, you know, the largest tree seller in the nation is Home Depot,
mm-hmm.
and they're moving somewhere around 3.6 million trees.
Wow. Well, there's some of us who still want live trees then. There's no question about it. And it's, you know, I know they can make beautiful artificial trees, but there is something so special about having a fresh cut tree in your home at Christmas time that you just can't. There's no substitute.
We totally agree, and that's I've been trained. They're not artificial Christmas trees, Danny. We actually call them tree shaped decorations. Is what those things are. And to be honest with you, they're made out of the exact same stuff that toilet bowl brushes are made out of. So we talk pretty hard against the artificial tree up here. We're all about being green and being real, and the right choice for the environment is a live natural tree. Artificial trees are built up of mainly petroleum and plastics, and they're not that great of a choice, really.
The best way to defeat the enemy is to identify it, and you've done that. So.
Exactly.
Brad Edwards, always a pleasure to chat with you, my friend. You are a wealth of knowledge, especially when we're talking about Christmas trees and Fraser firs. Appreciate it. And I know folks will be getting in contact with you and talking about it. And who knows, you might even inspire somebody to get into business and start.
Sure. We're always looking for more farmers and more people to get in. And just on a closing note, Danny, the choosing cut growers in all three of my counties are really great people. They rely on people from your part of the world and down towards Charlotte and maybe even Winston-Salem to come up and support them. And they don't sell a tree to any, they sell an experience.
Yep.
And, you know, a lot of them are seeing traditions that's went on for generations now. So I definitely want to encourage your listeners to come up and buy a real tree right off the farm.
Sounds great. Brad Edwards, thank you, my friend. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Danny. Have a good one.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.